plate a potential nugget.
So, Tom, as we wrap up, the final question, this podcast is titled Play to Potential. Given the journey you've been through and the perspectives you have, what's your take on playing to fullest potential?
Well, you know, I think sometimes we might not even know what our potential is. I mean, we might have an idea in our head, but until we actually go down certain paths, we may have that wrong idea. I mean, for example, you know, in this book, I took up singing and then I joined a choir, and which ended up becoming a very important part of my life. And 3 years prior, I not only was not in a choir, I had expressed zero desire to be in a choir. No one I know had ever heard me talk about wanting to be in a choir. This was something that was not important to me at all. I had deemed not to be important. But the mere process of trying to learn this thing had opened these sorts of doors, as I describe it, into these other worlds, which then brought interesting new relationships, just interesting ways of engaging with the world. It changed the way I listened to music. So I think, you know, the psychologist Daniel Gilbert at Harvard talks about something called the end of history illusion, where people often think that they, as he describes it, that they think they've reached this watershed moment where they are the person they are going to be. And if you think about this, you know, from your own experience, it probably doesn't make sense, because 10 years ago, you were probably a different sort of person. You were probably in a different place, doing a different version of your job or a different job entirely. Mm-hmm. And you did evolve in 10 years. So why wouldn't we think we would evolve in the next 10 years? And so rather than think of ourselves as having this fixed identity, or that we're already at our full potential or working toward our full potential, you know, just to be open-minded about the idea that that potential may be something we're not aware of, or may come from an unexpected direction, and to, when you see those closed doors, to actually, you know, push one of them open and see where it leads, even though it might be, again, awkward in the beginning.
This insight is similar to what came up in my conversation with one of my earlier guests, Jennifer Gabi Berger, who studied adult transitions for several years now.
It's a fascinating result that says that most of us spend most of our lives believing that our major changes are behind us. And I wonder whether there's a kind of a psychological health. I don't know the answer to this question, so I'm just musing here, right? Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything that actually explains the why of it. But I have wondered whether there's a... It takes so long for us to develop into the time of our life, this sort of self-transforming time of our life, when we welcome change and move towards it, as opposed to initially resisting it or finding it destabilizing. And so I wonder whether our brains have evolved to sort of trick us into believing it's all going to be okay from here, so you can relax, as opposed to having us on constant alert our whole lives. So there's a kind of a, you've arrived, to take a breath, is kind of what our body and our brains are telling us, when really there's no such thing as arrival, right? The world is mm-hmm. going to keep getting more complex. Our lives are going to keep changing. The demands of our lives are going to keep changing. And therefore, we're going to need to grow better and better able to meet those demands. And in fact, I think that it's not even a helpful trick these days, because I think so many people are so overwhelmed that the idea of adult development itself has become like a very hopeful, helpful, useful notion that gives people the very optimistic sense that it can be different and it can be better than it is right now. And that is a lifeline.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. We've recently started sharing nuggets from the podcast archives on WhatsApp. Just a couple of nuggets a week, one in the middle of the week and one over the weekend. If this would be of interest, do send a message to +91 85914 52129 stating that you're interested, and do add the number to your contacts list. It will help us broadcast this to you seamlessly. I repeat, the number is +91 85914 5212529. Thank you for listening.